Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. Have your host, James, with us and with you. And with us right now, David Farnborough, and it's Realty Radio. David, one of our favorite segments we get to do in the month, talking a little bit about our local real estate and different things that are affecting our area. And you have such a great approach to this topic. I always look forward to the things we're going to get into. When you sent over the topic, it took me a second. I'm like, wow, this is so good. I think that we haven't done this one, though, and it seemed like one that seems like a really good one to do. We're going to be diving into Energy Awareness Month, and that's a really important topic, especially in 2025.
It is, James. It's wonderful to be back with you again. And the topic is Energy Awareness Month from my perspective as a realtor. So you might think, well, what's that got to do with buying and selling real estate? Well, these aren't just homes that people buy and sell. They're homes that we live in, and they're homes that we have our bills to pay in, and they're homes that we want to make sure are not too cold during the winter and not too hot in the summer. So this is something where a well-informed realtor can really help out a buyer or seller to help them get the best advantage from some of the energy efficient systems and programs that are now out there. I've been a Focus on Energy ambassador now, I think, for about 5 years. It's something that I saw offered to me, and I thought this would be a good idea to sign up for. I'm always one for doing a course or a training, because as far as I can see, the more information I have, the better I can serve my buyers and sellers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what is this organization you're speaking of exactly, and what have you learned or gained from being a part of it?
Well, this is Focus on Energy.
Focus on Energy. Just want to make sure.
Right, and Focus on Energy exists outside of real estate. That's just part of what they're involved in. It is a statewide organization. They may have it in other states. I'm not 100% sure, but I don't really care about that because I'm licensed in the state of Wisconsin. But the one that I deal with is based in Madison, and it really is wonderful. The goal behind it is to help help homeowners make the most of their energy, to try and cut down fuel bills if they can, just let our fossil fuels last a little bit longer, and also just make people aware of some of the advances that there have been in the technology, which really helps us in terms of appliances and the systems of our home. It is a cooperative endeavor between a lot of the utility companies all over the state. For example, our own Wisconsin Rapids Waterworks and Lighting Commission takes part in it, as does the Adams Columbia Electric Cooperative, Alliant Energy, and We Energies. Mm-hmm. And they've got a list of about 40 or 50 utility companies all over the state who all participate in this.
This is they've joined us before on the air here, some representatives of them, and we've talked a little bit about this, and not so much with real estate, but it does tie in, because one of the things that I thought was really noteworthy, those companies you mentioned there and everything, business 101, make as much money as you can. These businesses, that's not necessarily the MO. That's not necessarily what they're trying to do, especially when we're talking about city works places and stuff like that, where it's so much more about efficiency and the proper amount of energy being spread out, and homes and houses and businesses being able to thrive and find, whether it's a cost-cutting way or just a better way to heat your home or your business, being able to do that. And then there's the part of this, David, that there's a lot of gray area that we've covered before when it comes to buying a home or selling a home or something like that. You've already, fast forwarding, say you've already done this, you've bought a new home, you're there, but you're used to paying so much for utilities. You're used to paying so much for this. My old place that I lived in for 10 years, I always paid this amount. when these new numbers come up, they can be high or low, whatever it might be. Having an organization like this around to kind of go for data and be able to help people either cut costs or just, you know, hit the number you want to with some of these things. Not only is that all helpful, but this time of year, as we're getting closer and closer to turning on our heaters, it's very helpful.
That's right. And the thing that I can tell you if you're buying a home is that it actually starts before you buy. If you use a Focus on Energy ambassador realtor like me, then I do have an insight. I have done the training. I do have an insight into what might be the more energy efficient factors that are in your home already, the home you're buying. Maybe if you're seeing two or three homes, I might be able to tell you which of the homes has some better features. And I'll just go through a few of those features as examples. One of the things that we see, we don't always see it because it's usually hidden out of sight, is insulation. And usually if somebody's got an attic that isn't accessible by foot, you know, if you can't actually get up into the attic, if it's one you just stick head and shoulders up in and take a look around, you can still see the insulation. And I'm not an expert on this. I leave that to the home inspector. The home inspector will be able to make a good recommendation about the type of insulation you should have. In Wisconsin, they recommend that you should actually have sometimes about 16 inches of insulation in your attic. And generally that's the fiberglass type, but there's also a cellulose type, which is supposed to be very efficient. The other thing that your home inspector will tell you is if the insulation is the old type that might contain asbestos, in which case you need to have that removed by a properly qualified and equipped contractor. Sorry, James, you wanted to say something.
Oh, no, I was just going to jump in because I'm all anxious to find out if there's any like simple or affordable things that sellers can do to make their homes more energy efficient. But you were kind of getting to that anyway. Oh, I didn't want to get in your way.
No, that's fine. And those will be some of the things that I'll get to. So if we're looking at things like appliances, say you've got a washer or a dryer that, or even a refrigerator that's 15 years old and it has the Energy Star mark on it, you might have bought that new and you might think this is great, this is really energy efficient. But with the changes in technology in the last 15 years, you can find that your modern appliance uses actually half or even a third of the fuel that your previous one did, even though it's only a short while ago that you bought that. And one of the reasons for this is technology. We're seeing a lot, not just of improvements in the way that they use electricity or gas physically, but also in the way that these things are controlled. We're seeing more smart devices. So if you buy a new washing machine, it'll probably have the option to do a 25-minute quick wash. Well, on your old one, you may not have had that. You may have had to put everything in for an hour. You also have the opportunity to control appliances from your cell phone. This also applies to smart thermostats. So if you go away for a week in the winter, well, in the old days, you might have just left your heating on because you didn't want the house to freeze. Well, now what you can do is you can set your thermostat at 50 so your pipes don't freeze while you're away. And then a few hours before you return home, you call it up from your phone and you just say, well, go to 68 or whatever you want a few hours before we get back. And by the time we get back, it'll be comfortable for us.
It is a whole new world with so many of these things. Whether you're talking about those things or the appliances, it's something to keep in mind with this, and it's a very helpful part of that you can add to this for people out there. And that's from a seller or buyer point of view. But from the buyer's point of view, what should people be looking for when it comes to energy costs and efficiency in a home?
Well, I've mentioned a couple of the things. There's also some things like just making sure that the house is pretty much airtight. Now, we don't necessarily want it to be hermetically sealed. There has to be a flow of air in and out of the house, because if you don't get that, you can get other problems. But what you do want is no drafty windows, no drafts around the doors. You want to make sure that attic insulation is good. And you want to make sure that you have good lagging on your pipes. These days, often when you get pipes installed, the plumber will put something around them which is very modern insulation. But if you look at an old house or old piping, there's nothing there, and you're going to lose efficiency and therefore lose money.
David, I know we're talking not specifically, but about home buyers, home sellers, some of that. But if you are already, bought a home, you're in your home, some of these things that you're mentioning, I think, can be very helpful to people as well. Just already homeowners that maybe they haven't thought about or looked at in a while.
Yes. And it's actually worth going to the focusonenergy.com website, even if, as a Focus on Energy ambassador, I sign up my new buyers for a welcome kit, which they get a few weeks after they move in, and that gives them $125 off their first furnace service. And that actually is a big saving. That's mm-hmm. probably almost all the cost of your first furnace service.
That's a nice deal.
And actually, that is something you can do to cut down on your fuel bills. Having your furnace properly serviced, making sure you change your filters. They've all got different recommendations. So some you need to change once a year, some you need to change four times a year. But they do need to be changed more often if you have pets. All those things, keeping everything properly maintained, making sure you don't have a lot of lint in the output from your dryer, all those things will make your home more energy efficient and save you money. But if you go on the Focus on Energy website, you can see a number of different things you can do. You can see advice on how to save money. You can see that in almost every aspect of where your fuel bills are concerned. But you can also apply for some energy efficient items. They do sell a variety of packs. These are not at retail price, but they're not free either. They're usually about half price. So you can get a pack of something like, I can't remember the exact number, but you can get something like 10 energy efficient LED bulbs for about $10. And if you bought those retail, it would probably be 20. Mm-hmm. You can get devices to put on your taps, like an aerator that you just put on the end of the faucet, and it just makes it use slightly less, but it comes out with a little more force. You can get things to put inside your toilet cistern if you've got an old toilet, because generally those use a lot more water than they actually need to. But with this little, they call it a brick, but it's not really a brick, you put inside your toilet cistern, you just reduce the amount of water used every flush by about 2/3 of a gallon.
Wow.
They also supply shower heads, draft excluders, and tape that you can put on windows just to seal those gaps. But the best thing you can have for windows, of course, is new windows.
Yeah.
And the newer they are, the more energy efficient they are.
We've all seen our utility bills. They are rising. These kind of things can be very helpful for homeowners. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on as far as like ways that you can help homeowners save money monthly in that? Because you mentioned quite a few options right now.
Well, really, cutting down on the monthly expenditure, a lot of it is to do with efficiency and servicing. So it's really looking at your appliances and also your systems. So look at your furnace, at your water heater, your air conditioning unit. Look at how old they are. And sometimes you can get huge efficiency savings by updating those. Mm-hmm. There are also some other programs like Wood County's Energy Assistance Program, which can actually help you have an energy assessment on your house free of charge. I think you have to fall into certain income categories to get that done. And they will also replace inefficient appliances free of charge. So, you know, if you've got a refrigerator, they might replace that with a modern one. Old refrigerators are a huge power. Power consumer.
It's so great to have an organization like this doing such good work, and you know, not only themselves, but people like you and representing and being an ambassador of these. There is no downside to any of this. This is nothing but a positive, not just for our community and our homes, but our country, our planet, our everything. It's a win-win kind of thing. There's a couple other things I wanted to touch on, David. Are there rebates available for some of these things that people should know about? Because it could be quite helpful, or maybe be that thing that pushes them to kind of do it. You get a rebate with it, or it's affordable?
Oh, absolutely. And the rebate structure is quite complex. So I don't have it all in my head, but it is all on the Focus on Energy website. So you can get a rebate for installing a new water heater. You can get one for a furnace. I think they have to fall into certain categories. And also, if you replace one of those things with something of a different type. So I've seen people now going to tankless water heaters, and those are efficient because they only use as much, they only heat as much water as you need to use. So if you're one person living on your own, you probably don't need to heat an 80 gallon tank of water all the time. Tankless water heater, though it's more expensive in the short term, will probably save you a lot of money. Other things that people do I saw this in a house a few days ago, geothermal heat. So instead of having a furnace, it takes the heat from the ground and somehow pushes that into your home. Again, I'm not an expert on the technology of this, but it is something that it's an emerging technology and something that you could get a good rebate for, as well as savings in your energy bills.
I was speaking with David Farnborough on Realty Radio here. And David, just one final question I wanted to get into with you. For anyone thinking about buying or selling, what is your advice for keeping energy costs down while keeping homes comfortable? And I know that we've kind of touched on this here and there throughout the conversation and everything, but in essence, what do you think people should know when it comes to that?
Well, I think they should know things like if you reduce the temperature of your home by only 1 degree, that can probably still be comfortable, but it can actually amount to huge savings. A lot of people don't know how thermostats work, but a thermostat is just an on-off control. It just turns the furnace on or off depending on whether you've reached that temperature. And sometimes if you just set it 1 degree lower, it's not going to be firing up quite so often, and you could end up with a significant saving.
David, we always appreciate the time, and certainly want to encourage people to reach out to you, find out more about some of the things we've talked about. When it comes to doing that, David, what is the best way to get in touch with you?
The best way to contact me is by texting me, 715-323-8594, or you can find me on my David Farnborough Realtor Facebook page or www.rapidshomes.com.
Be sure to bookmark those, everybody. Get to Facebook, like David's page, keep up to date on the things he's doing over there. It's a fun page also. I encourage you to do that. And David, we are already looking forward to next month and hanging out again and finding out more about our area and our real estate. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you very much, James.
And we will thank you for joining us out there, everybody. And big thank you to Crockett Septic for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.